Brother David Roth, come up and lead us in prayer if you would. David is Rock of Ages Prison Ministry in South Carolina, and all of you that were here in the 10 o'clock service got to hear from him this morning and see the DVD on the work of Rock of Ages Prison Ministry, and we appreciate him very much and the good work that they're doing. We mentioned that we'd buy a case of those Bibles for $350, and one of our members suggested that he'd buy 10 cases also, so that's $700. We gave them the check already for the Rock of Ages Prison Ministry to purchase Bibles, and they get study Bibles for these inmates, and that will help them as they get their discipleship going. Rock of Ages does much more than just go into the prison and preach. They follow up, and they have discipleship programs, Bible study courses, college courses, a lot of things like that that can help these people become grounded and discipled before they ever get out of prison. And it also is international because you have many nationalities of people within the prison system that they're reaching people from various races and ethnic backgrounds. And that is an opportunity for those folks, if they become a disciple of Christ, to take the gospel back to their people wherever they go when they get out. So we're glad to have David. Say anything you want to say, and then tell them about your prayer cards and lead us in prayer, if you would.
Thank you, church, for supporting us with your prayers and your finances, and we're just thankful for the goodness of the Lord. I was thinking about, we have about 149 missionaries with Rock of Ages Prison Ministry. We're throughout the United States. We're also in 10 different countries, and we thank the Lord for that. We have the Prisoners Bible Institute, and that's really a Bible study correspondence course for the inmates. And once they get saved, we also believe in discipling them so they can grow in the grace of God, and we're really thankful for that. We also have what we call a prison prevention program. I was in Kentucky last week, and we have some men there at Rock of Ages Prison Ministry that goes into the public school. They've been doing that for about 3 years. Just last week in public schools, they were working about seven of them for the week. On Monday, they had the character concept program. They were teaching during the day right there in one of the classes. And in the evening time, they had what they call a yes club, kind of like a Bible club. They had a little over 100 to come to that Bible club, had 22 saved in the public schools. We thank God for that. I was there on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday. We were in some vocational schools, or alternative schools, rather, and then also public schools, had four more saved. There was one fella, they were teaching a character concept class, and then after that we went to lunch, and we were sitting there in the cafeteria, and a young teenage boy sat down in front of us and said, "We know who you are, we know that y'all are preachers, and I know you're teaching character," but he says, "I need God." So anyway, we began to witness to him, and he got saved in the cafeteria right there in front of all those young people. So thank you, church, for supporting us. I do have some prayer cards. Pictures of my family. They look a whole lot better than I do. Amen. But anyway, we have them on the back table back there. So appreciate you taking one of those and praying for us.